You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support.
Gonna go on vacation off the coast of Thailand with the woman I love. Only a murder most foul on tape? But what's this? The person that was murdered is also not murdered? What kind of crazy shenanigans? We're here to talk about Screener Squad. This is Bradley Martin. Death of Me.
Yes, the death of Bradley Martin.
I think that'd be a more interesting movie.
It is up to you, dear listener, to discover which one of us did it.
Or which one of you didn't do it. Maggie Q, Luke Hemsworth star in this. From the mind of Darren Lynn Bousman, director, known for... Oh, Saw, 2005, really? Saw 2.
He did Saw 2, 3, and 4, the better one. He did the better ones.
Yeah, exactly. And he was also set to have Spiral later this year, but then the world happened. So at least he's got something out this year.
Yeah. The world will always happen and things will get delayed, but there's always hope. No hope in this film. Because of the eerie evilness lurking around every corner or palm tree. Shaq's here with us.
Hi.
And we also have Jordan.
Hello. I have just watched the weirdest episode of Westworld yet, and that is saying something for that show.
Did it have the philosophical conundrums that... took you down a maze into the depths of your own soul?
Let's just fuck all the... This shit is just weird. This shit is... It, like, not even do on this physical, metaphysical, metaphorical. I don't give a fuck. This shit is just weird.
No, okay. It is definitely one of the weirder fucking things I've seen this entire year.
Leaving myself out of it this time, we have Neil and Christine going on a romantic, almost kind of like a second honeymoon, you could say, off the coast of Thailand. And they wake up with a hangover. No, they're not about to embark on any adventures where they meet Mike Tyson or a tiger, but they do have a tape that they watch, hopefully to shed some light on last night. It's a very kinky, very much non-threatening sex tape in which Christine is murdered by Neil. And then he buries her. And then the tape pretty much ends. So they're both weirded out by that. And I want to say, this point of the film, I was like, all right, let's go. Pedal to the metal. I'm excited to see how this turns out. But it lost me from that point on, and I didn't really know what was going on. Either of you care to shed some light on this story?
Yeah, I mean, like, you set up basically the only interesting section of this movie, which is, yeah, just that initial hook where you're like, okay, I want to know how the hell are they dead? Like, are they really both dead? Is she dead? What is going on? Like, what's the secret of this island or whatever? And like, it involves a lot of magic, but like, it's also doing like a lot of weird trippy shit that's trying to be like spooky and creepy, but it's just like, it just leads to more confusion, and that confusion just does not clear up at any point in this movie.
No, it doesn't. And yeah, you're right. That is the most... that setup, intriguing. I was like... I honestly didn't watch a trailer. I didn't see a plot synopsis. I just thought I was going to this blind, which yeah, I would almost recommend, but then, yeah, after that initial mystery, as the movie goes on, and when we get to the explanation, I just, like, really? Because this kind of hits on some pretty worn-out-ass tropes about, you know, island mysteries and how the ceremony goes and what the sacrifices need. I was like, really? We're still doing this shit?
Especially, yeah, with the creepy locals and, like, because there's that whole thing of just, like, because they lost all their passports. Like, their passports are gone. Their bags are gone. They're on the boat that left but without them. They're stuck there for, like, a whole, what, another day?
Well, no, they're stuck, yeah, no, later that night, because they're told, like, oh, hey, the next boat won't be here until, like, later this evening, so you pretty much got to spend the rest of this day, oh, with an impending storm coming in, that's another
Yeah, the typhoon, which is such a, like, you'd think there'd be more urgency with that typhoon, but you completely forget about that shit.
Yeah, the town's just going about, like, hey guys, there's a typhoon coming. Soon as you'll be working down, and you got a fucking barfly being like, "Ah, oh, shouldn't you even drink? Fuck off, man." It's it's so crazy. Just again, how calm this whole island is when it's like on the coast, and like, yeah, we got a typhoon coming. Maybe worry about that shit.
I thought I saw some surfers looking for the perfect storm to, you know, catch the swell.
And honestly, like, I would also like to just bring this up. The characters, at least, I mean, like, there's only three or four actual characters in this movie. Like, aside from the couple, there's, like, that one girl.
Samantha, played by Alex Essio.
Yes, thank you. She's just kind of, like, another white character for, like, to help.
Yes,
American, I guess, because it's like the two of them, and then there's the locals, and then there's like that one tattoo lady who I don't know who the actress is or what her character
yeah,
was.
Yeah, I've already
other than just
forgotten.
Like sinister lady.
Yeah, tattoo lady who is kind of one of the more interesting things about it. But then again, as I said, as the movie keeps going on, the less interesting it gets. It kind of just runs a bit out of steam, And I want to say, I actually really like Maggie Q and Luke Hemsworth here. I honestly really do like their performances. They honestly play off so well as like, okay, we believe this is an established couple. You know, they're here just want to have a good time. Maybe they got their own problems. And yeah, it's really good. I would say outside of Westworld, yeah, this is a good like showcase for Luke Hemsworth to be like, hey, you know, I'm here.
I didn't even know that there was a third Hemsworth brother.
Yeah,
it's like either Chris or Liam. And it's like, Chris is the good one. Liam is the bad one.
Aww.
Name me a good movie that Liam is in that's like...
Whoa, don't put me on the spot here.
Like, I mean, Hunger Games is not because of him. He's like the worst part of the Hunger Games.
Please, tell me what he did in Suicide Squad. Quick.
Was he in that?
He is. He's like a random soldier, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Him and Scott
Eastwood. I thought that was Scott Eastwood.
Yeah, oh, well, Scott him Eastwood's too. Awesome.
Another generic white man.
They both were. But I will say, yeah, Luke is good here, but yeah, Maggie Q is the real star of the movie. But
yes.
They give her more to do than anyone else. Like, Luke,
oh, absolutely.
Honestly, he doesn't get that much, honestly.
Yeah, he's kind of confused, but he doesn't go full breakdown like Maggie Q gets to go. And Maggie Q does a great job at...
I'll just say he does good with what he's given, more or less. I like the cinematography. I mean, obviously, they just had some fun being like, "Hey, we're on an island. We can shoot this shit to be all beautiful." But...
What'd you think of the gore?
It was cool. It's like, it's not as crazy as like anything inside, which I'm not expecting in every movie.
Right.
That Darren does, but just like, I think there were some good moments where like I did get a little squeamish. Like, this shit had to do with eyes. There's two little things, and both those moments made me wince, and I was like, okay, that was pretty good.
Okay, there is one thing that happens with the tattoo lady towards the end of the movie that did freak me out. And even in the highly disappointing ending where they're doing this whole
thing that we can't talk about, but just like you can kind of assume where it's gonna go.
Yeah, I'll just say it involves an eye, and that actually did make me wince a bit. I'll give the movie credit on that. The gore is effective when it needs to be, and they wisely space it out so that you're not overdone by it.
Well, this film really got me thinking. Bad vacation horror nightmare genre. Are there any great ones? Like, does this have anything to really live
like
up to?
Like, tropical getaway? Like, what is it going to go against? Fucking Turistas?
Is it too soon to revisit the Fantasy Island? Even I've forgotten about that.
Well, what was that one Chris Hemsworth was in with Zach?
Oh, A Perfect Getaway.
Yeah, that...
You know, I heard that one was actually pretty... I never saw it, but I heard it was pretty good, actually.
No, it actually is pretty good.
My wife liked it a lot.
I do recommend it.
Thought it was fine.
Other ones. I got nothing.
Well, the reason why I brought it up is... Yeah, I think it's kind of fine that this wasn't a home run as the sports analogy
I really
goes.
Wanted to like it, though, because that setup is so great. And I think a great horror mystery would be awesome. This just, it so quickly runs out of steam because
they're boring. It's like literally, it's just boring.
Well, and also, as you brought up, Shaq, some of the fucking contrivances they gotta come up with to keep this thing going, it just makes you question all logic. Like, what type of world is this even? What?
Like, the amount of times they're just like, hey, what you just saw here isn't really what happened. It gets tiring really quickly.
Oh, especially with...
You're just like, at one point, Luke Hemsworth goes missing. I won't explain, like, what context, because I couldn't even explain the context. I don't even know what the context was. But he's just like, he just disappears from the movie. And yeah. So it's just a lot of just like Maggie Q going like, yo, where is he? Where's my husband? And then they'll just show like weird visuals, and then you're thinking, oh, okay, this happened to him. Only for them to go 5 minutes later, no, that didn't really happen. This happened. And then that didn't happen either. So at a certain point, you're just kind of tired of just the constant trying to force and twist and just get like a regular narrative.
And to bring up Island and Confusion, some of the imagery just made me think, wait, am I playing Death Stranding? I don't remember buying a copy of this game. It's so fucking stupid at some points how they gotta keep this plot going. And it's not even that long of a movie, but...
Dude, it's an hour and a half.
And it just... Some of the shit they pull, they keep this movie going along to get to where they need to. It's just like, good God, you guys are padding the absolute hell out of this.
Absolutely right. Because at its core, it's a, if I'm not mistaken, an incredibly simple premise that's been done to death, of course.
Yeah, it's just overcomplicated.
Yeah, they
no
just...
For no reason, yeah.
What the... Yeah, I got nothing else to say.
Well, I do hope you have at least a couple more things to say. Let's head into our final thoughts.
This movie's just a massive bore, and, like, it's a shame because, like, Maggie Q, like, the things I've seen her, she's incredibly talented. Darren Lynn Bousman is a really underrated horror director, and I know that he can do better. Like, even the, like, non-Saw stuff, so, like, Repo the Genetic Opera is, like, it's creative. Like, you can see that, like, this dude knows what he's doing normally, but, like, this, I think it's just the story is just not there. Like, whatever elevator pitch that they had, they did not flesh out from the ending. Like, this is something I would have written in, like, not on the level, but, like, it reminds me of stuff I've written in high school where, like, I know how to write a killer opening, but, like, to do the rest of it, no idea. And this is what it reminded me of. So, like, it's a shame. Like,
J.J. Abrams.
Yeah, J.J. Abrams. and, like, the decent gore can't really save this movie from just being really boring and feels much longer than it is. So I got to give this 4 weird tapes out of 10.
And Jordan.
Yeah, great idea. Shit execution. Once again, I will praise cinematography. Does look good. Gore is nicely spaced out and is effective when it needs to be. I really like the performances of Maggie Q and Luke Hemsworth, who honestly really act the shit out of this. And Tattoo Lady. I am so sorry I keep forgetting the name, but yeah. But
her name's not even on the IMDb page. Like, not the IMDb page, but the Wikipedia page.
Yeah, and I got IMDb open on my phone. The more this movie goes on, and the more they try and pad this out and stretch it, it bored me. It also pissed me off at some point. Like you said, where the husband just disappears. It's like, can you just give a straight answer? I'll take anything. I don't care. This would have been better as a short movie. This felt like a great idea of a short film, just badly expanded to feature length. Would it have been better? I don't know, but this is honestly a pretty disappointing movie. I thought I would have liked a lot more. I'm gonna give it 3 Brady Bunch tiki statues out of 10.
Well, I enjoy a good horrific romp. I like that thriller mystery. This promises both within its opening and then kind of delivers the same old at the end. But the journey there is the most painful cringe part because they don't want anyone to know what's going on or why anything's going on. And I get that it's a very simple end game.
Even the ending does not clear anything up.
Well, yeah, you're not wrong. A big pet peeve of mine is, oh, that's a native of this island. And the native is all like, our culture is violence, death, and fear. I'm like, isn't that the American culture? Why is that on this island? Politics aside, I liked Luke Hemsworth a lot in this also. And Maggie Q, I think she's got a perfect horror face. Scream is great. The fear of other people I really like because she ramps it up levels, you know. She's cautious, she's very afraid, and then she's screaming, raving, and I think that's good for a horror movie, you know, leading lady to have. But I didn't get what the heck this was supposed to be about at all, why it's even scary. The violence I dug. Those gory scenes were cool and made me cringe also. But what is even supposed to be going on here? This was such a fun premise, and I was left disappointed, confused, and I'm not going to revisit. So I'm going to give this 4 grass throw-ups out of 10 the next day hangovers.
And, like, I can't even think it's just, like, something snappy to end it on, because just, like, I don't know. She was smoking grass and then coughed up grass. I don't know.
I hate to admit it, but Zach Galifianakis and a fucking tiger would have been welcomed at any point.
Yeah.
Honestly,
y'all think that Luke Hemsworth with those forearms and those shoulders, though, I believed he could dig a grave with just his hands.
You know, maybe he needed some Liam just to make it fully terrible.
Oh, God, no.